Bereshit, with your permission, chapter 22, Akedat Yitzchak. As introduction, Chachamim, when they made the Siddur, they made sure that every day, in the morning before we start Shacharit, we should say this paragraph about Akedat Yitzchak. Not only that, some Chachamim say it's a Segula Matir Shabbat. So Parnasa is to say the paragraph about Akedat Yitzchak. Every day to say Akedat Yitzchak. The question is, what is the purpose? He's trying to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what Akedat Yitzchak, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need anybody to remind him anything. He knows. You want one time to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are great-grandson of Abraham Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu, even this is not something necessary because Hashem knows it anyway. Hashem knows that you are grandson of Abraham Avinu. And one has to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Akedat Yitzchak, because he does remember. And to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the grandson of Abraham Avinu, he knows it as well. Not only that, in a way, sometimes, it's better not to say that. Because if you are a great-grandson of Abraham and you don't look like Abraham, you don't behave like Abraham, it's backfire. It's just the opposite. So what is the purpose? Every day, that's what the Ari says, you should never allow to skip anything. When you come to the Knesset, you have to read the Siddur from the beginning to the end. You may not skip one word, but even one letter. And again, when Sheikh Nisam Zerach HaChamim, in the beginning of Sefer Bet HaMikdash, that's what they did. They made sure that every morning you say Birkot HaShachar, you say the Brachot, and then you say Akedat Yitzchak. So what's the purpose? For what you say every day? Not only that, according to most of the Chachamim, and that's the way it says in the Gemara, the reason why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, that you should use a horn from a sheep that's 13 months old. That in the Torah it's called Ail. Because Ail and a sheep is the same thing. Just a sheep is up to 12 months. And between 12 months and 12 and 1 month, it's a different kind of a creature. And 12 months and in a year and 1 month, it's called I. So the Gemara says, you know, you should try to blow the shofar that comes from an I, not the sheep. It says you have to make sheep, you have to go and ask the owner of the sheep what his birthday, and to make sure he is 13 months in 1 day, and then use that shofar. Says the Gemara, why? This is because you see later in Akedat Yitzchak, after the whole Akedat was finished, Abraham Avinu saw over there that creature that is called Ai, that's a 13 months and 1 day old sheep, and then Abraham Avinu went and slaughtered him. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, the best thing is for shofar, you go to the store, you buy shofar, and so let me tell you something, if you could, the best thing when you buy a shofar, make sure the shofar is not just from any animal. The shofar has a tremendous power. If it comes from a sheep that is 13 months and 1 day old, it's called Ayil. That says when you blow it, it's to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Akedat Yitzchak. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any reminder. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. And you blowing the shofar to remind Hashem, it means, listen, you have to remind that you don't have to blow a shofar, you want to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's true. Some Chachamim say, that's what we say. On Tfilat Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the way that the Chachamim say the Mishnah, the Gemara, it says that there's a special mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to say certain sentences from the Tanakh. First you say 10 sentences about making Kadosh Baruch Hu the king, and then you say 10 sentences about the Kadosh Baruch Hu to remember certain things. And of course, one of the things is to remember Akedat Yitzchak, and this is really the second paragraph in Shmoneh Esrei, in Tfilat Musaf, that we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar Lanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember at the Akedah of Yitzchak, and then Baruch HaTarashim Zohar HaBrit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember, so-called the treaty, that he lived with Abraham Avinu after Akedat Yitzchak. Again, the same question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. You don't have to remind him. And then again, what he's trying to say? He's trying to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember what happened a few thousand years ago with Abraham Avinu, so therefore you won't use this credit. Of course, the Gemara says that you remember Masechet Shabbat, it says the credit was used already. The Gemara says, Tama Zchut Avot. The Gemara says, don't even say, I want Abraham Avinu to help me. Of course we say it in the Sidichot, of course we'll see later what it means. But on the surface, you cannot tell Abraham, listen, have mercy on me because I'm a great grandson of Abraham Avinu. It says, you're great grandson of Abraham Avinu, fine, but that thing was used already. You cannot keep mentioning it and try to get credit for that. You see, use this credit. On Rosh Hashanah again, this is so-called the major part in the Tefillah, not only in the Tefillah itself, it says the Shofar, we read in the Torah, the paragraph that talks about Akedat Yitzchak. So with your permission, we try to learn Akedat Yitzchak, we'll see what is really the power of Akedat Yitzchak, something that maybe is not on the surface. Chapter 22, with your permission, it says, V'yachar ha'dvarim ha'ele v'yukim mitzad Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is test number 10. Test number 10, Hashem comes to Avraham, says the Gemara, and tells Avraham, please, I did test you until now, some kind of test. Of course, it was 9 until now. Please, Avraham Avinu, I'm telling you now, this is a test for you. Please pass this test. Not only that, says the Gemara, that if you don't pass this test, all the tests that I tested you have no meaning. Forget about it. It means Abraham lived his life for nothing. This Akedat Yitzchak is so important, this will show that all the other tests that Hashem tested Abraham Avinu are really valid and they really were so-called passed by Abraham Avinu. It's very strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell somebody this. And also, not only that, he tells him up front. You should know if you don't pass this test, it's nothing. Again, this test is not on the surface, it's a hard test, but on the contrary, if we think about it, this is nothing. What is the test? Yom HaKachna Ebimcha Tichitra Asherach Tichitchak. They say, go take Tichitchak. Please go to a place that's called Eretz HaMoriah. Of course it means the place that Beit HaMikdash is going to be built later, Yerushalayim. Says, please, I want you to sacrifice Yitzchak down there. Again, if the test is that you're going to test Abraham, the way it says in the Midrash and the Gemara, that Abraham used to go and preach and give lectures all around the world, that please don't sacrifice people. Because people used to sacrifice their own children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or something is called Molech, and other kind of Avodah Zarah, and Abraham used to say, no, Hashem doesn't need it, and here, all of a sudden, that Abraham has a big position at that time already, everybody knows him, recognizes him, as a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is going, he's having one son, and Hashem tells him, no, go sacrifice him. It's very strange, of course, but on the other hand, Abraham Avinu already was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a fire when he was 48 years old when he threw him into the fire. After such a thing that a person was saved from a fire by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no more questions. There is no questions. I said, of course, he will do it anyway. I said, if Hashem comes and tells you something, if you believe in Hashem, of course you do it. But it doesn't matter if you have a son, or you have 5 sons, or you don't have a son. Whatever Hashem tells you, you do. You voluntarily at the time. You volunteer to be thrown into the fire by Mr. Nimrod. And Hashem came and took you out. So there's no more test for a person like this, especially if Hashem tells you. You might have a test if you don't know it's a test. And all of a sudden Hashem tells you, you're not ready. But if Hashem comes and says, listen, this is a test. I said, what's the test? Go take your son and slaughter him. It's not a test for me. So when I was 40 years old already, I sacrificed myself and I was thrown into the fire for Hashem. I believe in Hashem so much. So of course, if Hashem tells me to slaughter him, I slaughter him. So what if really all my life I gave lectures and I preached not to slaughter your child? So I made a mistake. So I changed my mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he changed his mind. But he's not half of this. It's nothing. It's a joke. Not only that, there's nothing else to do. You see, if Hashem tells you to go slaughter him, so you think, okay, maybe I won't slaughter him. You won't slaughter him, so Yitzchak will have a heart attack. He'll have a heart attack. In the morning, you get up in the morning, and say Yitzchak is dead. It says, Hashem told you to slaughter him. So it means Hashem wants his neshama. Hashem wants him dead. So if you don't do it, Hashem will do it. So what difference does it make? If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not hell. It is not, nothing but just, you know, to fulfill a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nothing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you, listen, this is a test, I'm going to test you, please, I want you to pass the test. Just slaughtering it is nothing. יש תורה נסכים אברהם בבוקר ויחרוש חמור ביקש נערה ביתו ותסובנה בקעת תעולה ויקום וילך למקום השמר האלוקים. It says he got up in the morning, it took two servants, it took Yitzchak, it took some wood, it goes to the place. יום השלישי ויצא ומתנה לאדם הרעיית המקום הרחוק. The third day he saw the place that Hashem wanted to sacrifice Yitzchak. יום אברהם לנערה ואברהם told his boy, שהוא הולך לפעמים החמור, please stay over here, ואני אומר לך, עשו ושאר ועליכם. It says, I think you don't know what is the place, but I do see the place. That place, the Gemara says, had some cloud was hanging on top of this place. Abraham as well as Yitzchak saw the place, and therefore Abraham took Yitzchak. He doesn't take those two boys he took along with him. He said, okay, let's go right now, and he leads them over there. I don't know why you need this story, but that's what the Torah says. Like Abraham, it's a tear of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, no, he takes the wood, he puts it on Yitzchak. He takes the fire and the knife, and they go together. Where is the sheep? He says the judge. He says the judge will find you the sheep. He'll find the sheep. They go together, so they came to the place that Hashem said, ויבין שם אמרת הסדר, ואמרת אתים הכל יצחונן, אתים הכל יצחונן, אתים הכל יצחונן, אתים הכל יצחונן, אברהם את ידו, יקחת המחליט שאומרו, אברהם takes the knife, he wants his way to slaughter יצחק, ויצא לב מלאך השם מן השמיים, מן האנג'ל calls him, of course, under the command of הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואם אברהם ממנני, says, אל תדבר שם עליו, please don't do it. Now, okay, I'll say, ידעתי כי יראה אלוקים, אתה, now I know that you really fear God, and you believe in him, ולא חסרת מנך, דחתך ממני. It's very, very strange. As Hashem says to Abraham, you know what? Now I know you believe in me. Now you know I believe in you. I'm 137 years old. I said, until now you did not know that I believe in you. Now I know. I said, ah, because you brought your son here. I said, because I brought my son here, I believe in you. When I was thrown into the fire, I was 48 years old. That everybody was worshipping Avodah Zarah, and I'm the only one that was standing and arguing with everybody, and he rose to me to the fire, and I was ready to get burned. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough. This is what it is. All my life, I took people, and I tried to convert them, and put them on the right path, they should believe in Hashem. Me, myself, used to go to Rambam Sin from town to town, and convince people not to do Avodah Zarah, not to worship idols. It's nothing. I said, this is because you told me to slaughter my son. It's again, this is not a test for Abraham Avinu. It's a test for a person that doesn't believe in Hashem. If somebody believes in Hashem, it's no test for him. So now Hashem gives himself some credit. He says, now I know you believe in me. You're because you did not, so-called, wanted to save your son. And so Abraham at Sinab, then Torah says, Abraham picked up his eyes, and he sees an eye, and then the sheep 13 months and one day old. And Abraham takes this eye and the sheep, and he sacrifices it instead of his son. What do you mean he instead of his son? The Gemara says, after he slaughtered him, he says, okay, now I'm slaughtering my son. Then he cut him, and he put him on the altar, and this sheep was burning, and Abraham said, you want to know something? My son is burning. It's a nice word to say, but you're not serious about it. You can't say, this is instead of my son. It's instead of your son. How can you compare it? If you would have done to your son, you've done a major thing, the Torah says. So Hashem tells you to go take your son. Can you imagine in the beginning, he would go, and Abraham would go and would take a sheep and say, okay, instead of my son. No such thing. He said, so I emphasize that Abraham went and he took this sheep and said, this is instead of Mesa. They called Ram from the home of Hashem Yireh, and then Ram gave a name to that place. Hashem Amir Yibah Hashem Yireh, and Ram Abinu says the Gemara came and he says, this is the place that Hashem is going to have the Hamidash. Of course, the altar was built in place that the Hamidash is going to be built later, and that is according to the request of Abraham Abin. Now the answer is, it says, Vahim Abin Shabbatim Nam Hashem, that is, I'm swearing in Hashem's name, Kesed Razdeh, Mitchadichidecha, you did not save your son, Kibarecha Barakacha. I'm going to bless you, Abba, Bezachad Chachver Hashemayim, I'm going to multiply your children as the stars, the Chachor Hashem Sadayam, as the sand on the beach. Yerazachad Shalavav, your children will be able to overcome all the enemies. In Bachu Bezachad Chachver, the whole world is going to be blessed because of your children. Eke Vashor Shamata Vekolit, because you listen to me. This is Akel Adit. Again, the Gemara says, you should know the shofar that we're going to blow on Rosh Hashanah has to do with Akedat Yitzchak, and therefore we blow in the shofar shel Ayin, in the shofar stand for Mishnah. As we all do know that this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbat. In Shabbat comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Chachamim omitted the mitzvah of shofar. Even though the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi, and that's what it says in the Zohar, the shofar is tremendous, important factor in so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases us from the court and having a very good year, says the Gemara. You should know that in a place that don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though the sword say, Chachamim say, that you did not have a shofar because something happened, so-called emergency. Something was an emergency. An emergency, usually the Gemara says it's an emergency, you don't owe anything. It's an emergency. It was an emergency. Something happened. Something happened. The shofar was stolen, or something happened. You don't blow shofar. The Gemara says it's a sword. You know, this year is not going to be such a great year as should it have been this year, because you have no shofar. Even though it's not your fault, I understand. But since there was no shofar, the bottom line is that if you have no shofar, the year is not going to be blessed as should have been blessed before. You read a shofar. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara, you know, if Shabbat comes on Rosh Hashanah, comes on Shabbat, you don't blow the shofar. Says the Gemara, why didn't you blow the shofar? Says the Gemara, because Chachamim were afraid that there's a Jew someplace leaving, there's no Eruv around the town. He's going to carry the shofar on the main street. So Chachamim omitted it. Of course, all the Chachamim have the same question. He says, how do you omit such important mitzvah? Of course, Chachamim have the power to omit mitzvot, even though it says in the Torah. But such a mitzvah, to omit it just because they think that one guy will forget and he will carry on the street, is very strange. Chachamim Tosfot and other Rishonim, they asked, it says, why the Gemara says he carries on the street? The Gemara could have said even simpler, you know, before he carries on the street, he took it out of his house. So when you take something out of your house in the place of Noah Eruv, already you committed the sin right there. And it says, the halacha is first, you cannot take anything out of your own house from a private property to a public place, unless there is Eruv. If there is no Eruv, you cannot take anything from your house outside the door. And then when you carry it on the street, every like 8 feet is another sin. But the Gemara omitted the mitzvah of shofar, the Gemara doesn't say because the man maybe will take it out of his house. It is the first step the Gemara should have said. The Gemara uses the second step. Maybe a person is going to carry it in a public place, more so-called 8 feet. And says, how about taking it out of his house? And says, the Gemara says, oh, it's sort of okay, but maybe it's the same thing. But nevertheless, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Chachamim said, do not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbat, because a person might take it on a public place no roof, and he will carry it over there. He says, okay, so listen, most of the places of Rosh Hashanah have a roof. this is the one place, you know, in the North Pole, there's a Jew over there, and he might forget, so for this I'm going to lose the mitzvah of shofar. So the Ari says like this, if you have Sefer Yirmiyahu, it was Yirmiyahu HaNavi was in the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, in chapter 17, he says the following, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that this guy Nebuchadnezzar from Iraq is coming to destroy Beit HaMikdash, and he's going to destroy it because Am Yisrael do not keep Shabbat. And he emphasizes to Yirmiyahu, you know what they do? They carry on the streets of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim, of course, the Zohar Ha'aretz said, you know, Yerushalayim is so-called the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Beit HaMikdash. That's what we say every day. It's the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be realized and publicized when Mashiach will come in Yerushalayim. That's the place, the so-called the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Yerushalayim. Am Yisrael, says Nabi Yirmiyahu, Hashem told him to say, if you live in Yerushalayim and you have Beit HaMikdash, this is the sign, the flag of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Shabbat is called Shabbat HaMarta, he says, please, Hashem told me to tell you, even though this guy is coming to destroy Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar, he will go back to Iraq. If you don't carry in Yerushalayim, by carrying in Yerushalayim on the street, you are destroying the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Nabi says, Yirmiyahu went and told Am Yisrael this, and Am Yisrael did not listen to him. And they kept carrying on the city of Yerushalayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, forget about it. The Gemara says Yerushalayim was destroyed because Am Yisrael did not keep Shabbat, but again, did not keep Shabbat means the carrying on the street of Yerushalayim. Comes Dari, and Dari says, you should know, the idea of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you are the king. But not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, as you mentioning Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak means like this. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wanted to test Avraham Avinu, he would have told Avraham Avinu, go take Yitzchak and slaughter him in your backyard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, go take him to Yerushalayim. So this is the test. The question is what you want to do. This is in your lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests you. It says, we believe, I believe, fine. It says, but what really the destination in your life? The destination in your life, Mashiach. This is Mashiach. The Mashiach will come, what's going to happen? The Gemara says, you're going to build Beit HaMikdash. And then what's going to happen? You're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Beit HaMikdash. This is the ultimate goal in your lifetime. And this is really, you should know, the secret about Noah, that we mentioned Noah in Tefillah, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember Noah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Noah. It says the Gemara, you want to know something, says the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised not to bring a flood anymore. It says, why? Because Noah sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the smell of the sacrifices, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Noach, you know what, since you sacrificed to me, I'm not going to bring a flood no more. He says, why did Noach sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to him. When Noach went inside the ark, the Teva, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to bring from the kosher animals and the kosher birds, seven per kind. In order to hint to Noah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Noah to sacrifice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to sacrifice to him. But not only that, when Noah got out of the Teva landed, it's called the mountain Ararat, which is between Turkey and Iran. Nevertheless, the Torah tells you that Noah went and sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he did not sacrifice it in Iran, or in Turkey. He went to the template Avraham Avinu, went with his car on Har HaMoriah. Over there he built a Mizbeach and altar, and over there he slaughtered those animals that he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to sacrifice. And says again, why did he have to go all the way to Yerushalayim? If Hashem wants you to sacrifice, in the backyard, In the beginning, until Yerushalayim was built, until Shiloh was built, everybody had in his backyard a little altar and a slot over there. It's a big difference if you slaughter in your backyard, you slaughter in Yerushalayim. Slaughter in the backyard, it means you just give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a present. If you slaughter in Yerushalayim, what it means is you are the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach understood when he came out of the Teva, he doesn't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu a present. He doesn't just sacrifice to him. To sacrifice to him, he would have done it in the mountain of Ararat, when the Teva landed. Instead, Noach went to Yerushalayim, and he built the altar in the same place that Abraham is going to build the altar to slaughter his flock, in the same place that David HaMelech eventually will buy and will build the altar for Beit HaMikdash. So David tells us, Rabotai, that David HaMelech one time made a major mistake. The major mistake was that he decided he wants to count on Israel. When he started to count on Israel, he forgot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you may not count people. You have to count half a coin, half a shekel. Since he did this mistake, all of a sudden an epidemic started. So the Medrash says, the Ramban says, how can David HaMelech forget such a thing? It says in the Torah, everybody knows it. This is Parashat Shkalim, read the Ela Ein Hara in 1 second. So what happened to David is to make such a mistake, an epidemic started. So the Ramban in the Midrash says the reason for that is because Am Yisrael at the time, everybody was busy with his business, with his backyard, with his fields, with his vineyards, and they forgot about Beit HaMikdash. Father Beit HaMikdash says it's not Hashem needs Beit HaMikdash. This is the purpose of creation, is we are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch. So if you not worry about Beit HaMikdash, you not worry about Mashiach, it means you defeat the purpose of creation. And in the time of David HaMelech, everybody Baruch Hashem had his own backyard and his own fields and orchards, and they all sit down and enjoy themselves. And it says, you forgot your purpose. It says, the Navi came and told David HaMelech, if you want to stop this epidemic, you see this part over there in Yerushalayim. It belongs to a goy, his name was Arvana. It says, go over there and purchase that place. And it says, this is the place that you should have the altar over there. This is the minute David HaMelech went and purchased it and bought it from the goy, the epidemic stopped. This is the reason for that, says Ari, because you understood what is the purpose of creation, that you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. It's only in Yerushalayim. It's no other place in the world, not in your backyard, doesn't matter where you live. In Israel, it doesn't matter where you live. It says your goal is that you want Beit HaMikdash, but you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu down there. And that's what Noah understood. And when he came out of the Teva, he went to Yerushalayim, he built an altar in Yerushalayim, he sacrificed in Yerushalayim. So now you should know, this is called the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you understand it, since you understand it, and you understand the purpose of creation. But in Am Yisrael, says Ari, you know, that's Nadir Miyahu says, that in time of the Tamidash, they did not keep Shabbat. What didn't they keep? They carried on the Sifta of Yerushalayim. Says Ari came from Chachamim and said, you should know, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, don't blow the shofar. Don't blow it. I says, when you don't blow it, I says, why don't you blow it? I says, I'm afraid maybe there's a guy someplace in the world that he is going to carry on the street. I says, I want just to omit this and to make sure no one will carry this Shabbat. This is why, because Rosh Hashanah is the time we blow shofar. And blow shofar, it says, we make and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king. It says, we want to correct the mistake, so-called that destroyed the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Am Yisrael, because they carried on the streets, Yom HaMim said, you know what, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, don't carry on the street. Don't carry on the street. He says, well, I don't carry for sure. I'm not, first of all, I had a Eruv. He says, no. But you know, I want to make sure no one in the world will carry in a place there's no Eruv. He says, what are you so hot about it? He says, because that thing caused the destruction of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, Lo Harva Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was destroyed because they did not keep the Shabbat. The Shabbat is called, so-called Shabbat HaMalkah, the queen, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you keep Shabbat. It says, we destroyed it by carrying. Some Chachamim say, you know what, better off not. I said, you don't need shofar. And since the whole idea of shofar is so close to renounce the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can use a shofar from a sheep that's 13 months and 1 day old. It said to remind you of Akedat Yitzchak. I tell you what Akedat Yitzchak is. I mean, you say you want to know something before you come to the Knesset Shacharit. This is the time that really you should start and have your request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you know, you should say Akedat Yitzchak. Say Akedat Yitzchak in the morning before the tefillah. I said, what is the purpose? What is trying to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I said, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. I said, Yalevi Yavo, it says Yom HaZikaron. It says, that's not just what Rosh Hashanah is all about. He said, call it Yom HaMalchut, the day of the kingdom. He said, no, it's the day of remembrance. What do you want to remember? And he said, you should know, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, what you remember is those three people, the Gemara says, they ran in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like forces to serve him. It says, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov understood the method and the idea of this world. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All my life, I want to do it in Yerushalayim. Then Abraham Avinu arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Aloch v'naso aneg makatzit, he says, I'm going to Yerushalayim. He says, the idea in your lifetime that you want to go to Yerushalayim. It says, in Rosh Hashanah, it says, it's called the day of remembrance. What is remembrance? It says, I remember Akedat Yitzchak. It says, what is really Akedat Yitzchak? Akedat Yitzchak is not what you think. Hashem tests Abraham Avinu. He says, no, I tell you what it is. It says, you know, Abraham Avinu, I understand your concept. You want to serve me. It says, I like you to serve me with your son. That's what I want you to serve me. It says, not that I want your son to be slaughtered. It says, that's how I want you to serve me. It says, I tell you what the test is all about. The Akedah will finish. And then the Medra says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, you pass the test. Who would you like? So Abraham says, I tell you what I want. You see, this place that I just tried to sacrifice my son, I want this place forever to be a place that my children will serve you. That's my goal in life. This is my request to you. I want my children to serve you. I want my children to be servants to you. That's my goal in life. He says, you know what, thank God, now I need shidduch for my son. Now I need something else. He says, no, I want for my children the opportunity to serve you. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he gives them this idea, and after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes, the son of Abraham looks and he sees a sheep, 13 months and 1 day old, and Abraham goes and takes it, okay, come over here, I'm going to sacrifice you instead of my son. Not instead of his son. It means my goal in life is just to serve you. Hashem told me first to serve him with my son. Now Hashem said, no. Okay, I'll serve with the sheep. So the idea is just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Yitzchak Avinu asked Abraham. He says, where is the sheep? Where is the sheep? He said to me, what do you mean where is the sheep? What do you mean where is the sheep? He says, I know the purpose of life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the student, we went 3 days and we looked for the place. He says, this is the place. This is the place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what the Gemara says. You should blow a shofar, you have to go, you're going to go to the store and buy a shofar. The shofar that really should do the job for you is the shofar that you know for sure that the sheep was 13 months and 1 day old. Every shofar is kosher besides the shofar of a cow. But the real energy is the shofar from this kind of an animal that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But doesn't remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Abraham tried to slaughter his son. You remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Abraham wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means to accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the goal in your life. You want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chachamim said. This is what we say in Rosh Hashanah. It's called Yom HaZikaron. You should have in mind. It says, you say, this is the day of remembrance. It says, what, remember what? It says, you know, I don't say that I'm a grandson of Abraham Avinu. This maybe I use my credit, I can say. But what I do say is, you know, I'm a grandson of my grandfather, and my grandfather taught me that this is the goal in life. That's what I have to do. What I have to do is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I am in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to serve you. That is, I'm going to use a shofar, and the shofar that I use is just a remembrance of that Akedat Yitzchak that Abraham really chose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I suppose, you know what, now I believe in you. So this is test number 10. If you would not have passed this test, all the other tests is nothing. And this is because this is the test that you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, you know, I understand that you threw yourself into the fire to prove that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very high level. But you have to believe what is the purpose for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. What you have to do here? This is, you have to do is not to sit down under your tree, says the Gemara. Everybody was sitting under the tree and having a good time. It says you have to work very hard and give your life to have the Hamikdash, to have this place. It's not enough, you know, I pray, I'm a Jew, I come to Beit HaKnesset. I says, Mordechai, and say, and Hashem says, when they put the Siddur, I said, I want to explain to you something. And you pray, says the Gemara, every day, really, the prayers that we pray every day, they have a very hard time to penetrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah already decided anything and everything, so really it is nothing else to do. But the Gemara usually, Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah everything. After Rosh Hashanah, Hashem usually doesn't change his mind. I says the Gemara, well, so what you praying for, it's nothing to pray. It says when the stock market went down, it was decided less Rosh Hashanah. Whoever was sick and he's sick, was decided less Rosh Hashanah. Whoever was doing very well, then left Rosh Hashanah. It's not because you pray. It says, nevertheless, Chachamim said they came with a great idea. It says, the Mordechai and Esther, she cut the ground and they made the Siddur. It says, you know what, every morning you say, after that, it's hot. It says, you're not allowed to miss it. It says, you cannot skip it. You come to the Beit HaKnesset, it doesn't matter. If you're late and they're already up to Shmoneh, it says, don't jump one thing. Make sure you say everything, especially the paragraph of Akedat Yitzchak. It is part of Akedat Yitzchak with the beginning of so-called Shacharit, really. And until you finish Shemoneh Esrei, and you say Oseh Shalom, it says this is so-called one unit. The beginning of the unit is Akedat Yitzchak, and the end of the unit is the Yir HaTzon, as you say after Shemoneh Esrei, Shetivneh Bet HaMikdash B'mirah B'yamenu. And so after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, and everything, all the requests that you have, he said, I hope you will be coming back. And he says, what are you saying before? He says, first of all, you said it already in Shmoneh Esrei. He said, what are you saying already? And he says, no. Before you start praying, and after you start, and after you finish praying, you say the statement. He says, here I am, standing in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my great-grandfather was Abraham Avinu, and he went and wanted to serve you with his son as a sacrifice, because that's, he thought that that's what you meant. Eventually he took this sheep and slaughtered that sheep to serve you, not as a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved so much about Noah, that Noah understood himself. Hashem never told this Noah. In a way, Noah was bigger than Abraham in that case, that after he got off the Teva, he went to Yerushalayim, he sacrificed in Yerushalayim. He said, who told you to go to Yerushalayim? Here at least you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham to go to Yerushalayim. He showed him the way. Abraham saw a cloud hanging on the mountain. He says, Noah decided from the mountain of Ararat, from Turkey, he walked all the way to Yerushalayim. On the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham to go and slaughter his flock, this is the place that David HaMelech purchased from Havana the Goy. He said, Noah did it. To show you how important it is to understand what it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only in Yerushalayim. I said, Arish, you know, this Mordechai is very smart in Hashit and Stagdola. I said, you know what, I know, on Rosh Hashanah Hashem decides everything already. In a way, it's too late now to stop praying. But on the contrary, it says, every day you should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand the purpose of creation, I'm here to serve you. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. I cannot serve you if I don't have enough money to buy food. I cannot serve you if I don't feel well. I cannot serve you if I don't understand everything. It is the purpose of the Lachash of Shmoneh Esrei to pray daily is so-called to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here I am, I'm standing in front of you, and I am declaring that I want to serve you. I said, after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, after you have all the requests, you say, Shalom, you go back,
שהקדוש ברוך הוא, let me conclude and say it again. יהי רצון מפניך השם אלוקינו, שתבנה בית המקדש במהרה. I hope you, בעזרת השם, you build את המקדש very quickly. This is why you're saying it now. You said it before, no, you said it wrong. I mentioned it again. There's the purpose of all my requests are just to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm here to serve you. So please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fulfill my request daily, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah maybe already decided everything, but he will change it if he really believes that you really mean it seriously and you want to serve him. If you want to serve him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, I have to give him, you know, the money that he should survive, I have to give him his health, I have to give him this, I have to give him that, because he wants to serve me. If you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beit HaMikdash, he'll give you everything. By the way, Chachamim say, if you don't want to say Shabbat, it's a big segula as well, after Havdalah for Parnasam. It says in a book, Chachamim say, I know somebody became Baruch Hashem very well off when he did it. I says, to say, Akedat Yitzchak Motei Shabbat, after Havdalah. I said, this is what it says over there. It's good to know if you have the time, or maybe you decided you want to have more money, more parnasa. So it's after Abdallah right away, before you do anything. You say, first of all, you say this paragraph in chapter 22. In Sefer Bereshit Akedat Yitzchak. Then you say Parashat Haktoret. And then you say Parashat Haman, the paragraph, I believe is chapter 16, 80 or 15 or 16 in Sefer Shmot, in Parashat Beshalach, and Hashem gives man. And then you say seven times the sentences, the last two sentences in Parashat Vayetzer, Yaakov Alach et Darko. And you say seven times the Malach HaGoel, you say 12 times the Varechacha, and five, the whole Bekat Kohanim, and five times Yishua Tchak Yiviti Hashem, Segula for Parnasa. And so it's the same concept. It says, Akedat Yitzchak, it says, you have in the tefillah, in the morning is crucial. Akedat Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah is crucial. It says, it says, Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, he's going to judge us on Rosh Hashanah. In the same sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to know something? I want you to blow shofar. I want you to say 10 sentences about me being a king. 10 sentences, you should talk about reminding me. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not means we should remind him. It means we should remind him, we are the grandchildren of Abraham, that he chose for himself and for us to be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says this is a shofar. When you blow the shofar, this is the announcement that it is. That's what we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the shofar, that we hear. That's exactly what the Gemara says. When the Satan hears this shofar, he thinks Mashiach comes. It says, what when Mashiach comes? It says, because, that's what it means, the shofar tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu that this is a reminder about HaKadosh Yitzchak, but it's not that Abraham tried to slaughter Yitzchak. It's so-called the aftershock, what happened after HaKadosh Yitzchak. That Abraham said for a reason, I don't need nothing. I just want this place to be your place that you will be able to serve you. Says the Gemara, this is the Satan, the Malach HaMavet. When he hears the shofar, he says, okay, forget about Mashiach, it's coming up to Mashiach. But Mashiach means Beit HaMikdash, it's not Mashiach. Mashiach is nothing. The accomplishment of Mashiach is Beit HaMikdash. But again, it's not Beit HaMikdash for Hashem. It's for us to be servants for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole idea, he says, of Rosh Hashanah. It's not that you should have anything for yourself. That's what the Zohar says, that people should not have any request in Rosh Hashanah of personal things. Nevertheless, of course, it's our custom, it's the minhag, on the, at least the first night of Rosh Hashanah, to eat certain food and to say Yiratzon, the whole Yiratzon of the day, we should be a head, not a tail, we should have more mitzvot, and our enemies should be destroyed. Okay, sounds like this is a private request. Not only that, in Shmonaseh itself, and Sheikh Knesset HaGdolah 1,000 years ago added certain sentences in Shmonaseh. But according to the Gemara, you may not add anything in the first three paragraphs of Shmoneh Esrei and the last three paragraphs of Shmoneh Esrei. And they came and added, this is the first sentence they added, Zochrenu L'chaim, please remember us for life. So first of all, you don't have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember you, he remembers you anyway. Secondly, it's not the main thing that Hashem should remember you. The main thing is Hashem should write you. Zochotvenu B'sefer HaChaim.
He says, no, Hashem, please remind, remember us. The second sentence is the next paragraph. It says, Mi chamocha Abba Rachaman zocher yitzurav lechaim berachamim. It says, who is that you are, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to remember your creation? Again, what do you mean Hashem remembers? What it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvodo, to the Gemara, it's based on Pasuk. When Yishayahu says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us for His respect, it means we have to be His servants. But this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu told us before Matan Torah, before He gave us the Ten Commandments, you're going to be Kohanim. In Beit HaMikdash, you mean to serve me. It means it's a privilege to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says this is the whole idea of Am Yisrael, is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Dari, this is really what the Gaonim 1,000 years ago, when they added those sentences in Shmoneh Esrei, to say from Rosh Hashanah till after Yom Kippur, those sentences are not some kind of a request for a physical life. In Zochrenu Lechaim, it says, yes, I want to live. It says, Lema'alach Elohim Chaim, for you. What do you mean for you? It says, Revi'i Goel Ibn Lema'an Shmo Be'Ava. What do you mean Hashem brings the Mashiach for him? Not for him, he doesn't need Mashiach. It means, for the purpose of creation, Hashem is going to bring Mashiach, that he will be with Hamikdash, and will be able to serve him. And then Hashem Nesan Gula said, you know what, it's before Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah on, you tell it to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the first three paragraphs, you added sentences, you should add sentences, and the purpose of the sentences is not that you want Hashem to remember, Hashem remembers you anyway, you want Hashem to remember that your life is to serve Him. Then Hashem judges you with mercy. The same idea as the simanim, that is the sign that we eat on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, as the Aris says, the Kavanah should not be, you know, I eat this, like, you should give me a sweet tear. If you get a sweet tear, it depends if you deserve. If you deserve it, you get it anyway. If you don't deserve it, the apple with the honey will not help you. That is the idea, is says the Aris, when you have it and you say it, you should have in mind. The idea is not that you should have a sweet tear because you want to enjoy the tear. You should have a sweet tear because it's going to make it easier for you to do the job that's required by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is going to lead you eventually to Beit HaMikdash to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is you have to be very happy. It says this is a very happy day. It says, what's the happy day? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge me, and hopefully He lets me stay, He lets me leave, He'll grant me all the things I need, because that's going to help me to serve Him. And this is the whole purpose that we read about the Kadosh Yitzchak every day, and Rosh Hashanah. And Chachamim went and out of the way and said, you know what, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember that my grandfather requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should have a chance to serve Him, to be His servant. So Dalil says that this is what Chachamim said, you know, you should do it on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. It says it's not needed to do Shofar when the Shabbat falls on, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, because this is just, we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how careful we are with His kingdom, and not Chas v'Shalom destroy His kingdom. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us so-called Yishan Tumam Tumam.
Thank you, Baruch.